our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 51, the stanzas 1 and 2. Amid the thronging worshipers, Jehovah will I bless. Before my brethren gathered there, his name will I confess. And what follows, Psalter 51, the first two stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 2 Timothy 3. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. 2 Timothy 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And now with Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, as so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou wast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Johann and Chatel Klock, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy yesterday evening, and Remy, infant son of Mr. and Mrs. Jamie and Sylvia Klock, who was still in the NICU but is improving and hopefully soon may return home. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Almighty, eternal, and unchangeable Lord God, the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of the earth, and then when thou hast gathered us and our dear children on this Lord's Day within the walls of thy house, and then thou hast granted many reasons, and thou dost grant many reasons, to try to humbly acknowledge thee, wherein the past week that thou hast spared us all, not taken one away by the cold hand of death, has not done as we deserved, then thou hast done the opposite, that in the midst of the trials of life, then thou hast showered us with many blessings, and then thou art a faithful God, and then thou granteth warmth, but in this morning thou hast also granted gentle showers upon the thirsty earth, and, ah, Lord, may it please thee to do the same in thy house, the gentle showers of thy Holy Spirit, because when that takes place, then hard hearts then they shall become soft, and cold hearts shall become warm. Ah, Lord, do it then, for thy honor and for the coming of thy kingdom. And then in this morning, then a special morning, where these young people, that they hope to make a solemn oath, then thou hast spared them hitherto, thou hast kept, thou hast helped them. Then thou hast made a difference. Were also among these young people, then siblings, they have been brought to the cemetery, very young, and also as young people, and then the thought shall multiply. And now, Lord, then thou hast given unto these young people the desire to become full members of the congregation. Oh, may it be impressed upon their hearts, the solemnity of the oath which they hope to make. And thou knowest how they have come up to thy house. Ah, may they have begged a little of thee for thy help, for thy keeping, and that thou may bless them personally, bless them as a confession of faith class, because it is so important and so profitable that we may stand shoulder to shoulder concerning the old truth and the old ways. O Lord, do make them a blessing in the midst of the congregation. May it please thee to use of these young men, that they may experience the wonderful things of the Lord, to serve in thy church, and that for the women, that they may become, ah, Lord, thou knowest, marriages have been planned. There are still those that are single. Wilt thou grant them the desire each of their hearts, that they may receive a future spouse with which they may travel through this world around the old truth, the old ways, to become godly mothers in the family circles. Ah, Lord, thou hast promised to work from generation to generation, and may it be impressed upon their young hearts, the great privilege to be under the external administration of the covenant, to receive a place in those tents, under the proclamation of law and gospel, under the prayers of the church, under the admonishments. But, ah, Lord, those are only blessings for the time. And thou hast promised to bless thy holy word. But, Lord, we need to become a living member of the living church, of the living King. Ah, do work mightily by thy Spirit to that end. And may also these young people, thou also knowest how it has been in the congregation, also in this morning hour, when they have come up to thy house, whether there have been many prayers sent up to heaven, that thou may remember these young people with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people. We have heard out of thy holy word that in the latter times, that they shall be very serious times, perilous times, and those are the times that we live in. Satan has but a short time, and thy judgments are hanging low over the world. But the king is still gathering his church to that end grander, richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, then we commend unto thee the family circles, fathers and mothers, siblings, grandparents, many reasons to become small and humbled under the goodness of the Lord, where they may see of their children that they may choose for the truth and not for the world or deceitful religion. And then, Lord, we also commend the parents, prodigal sons, and prodigal daughters, perhaps the age of these students, whom we see no more in thy house, who have chosen for the world a deceitful religion. Well, thou uphold them in this hour, and may the prayers be multiplied, that thou may keep us and our children. Lord, then it has pleased thee to bless a father and mother by renewal in their married life for the third time with the birth of a little child, a little son. Thou hast spared life, thou hast given life. Well, thou grant a humble and a broken heart, and may the prayers be multiplied, that he may be a little one for thee. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, with their increased blessing, their increased responsibility. Well, thou remember all the families that are expecting a little one. Wilt thou graciously watch over mother and over the unborn. Wilt thou remember the little infant child that remains in the hospital. And then we may acknowledge thee that the last few days, then thou wast given much improvement, and it is hoped that father and mother may return to their dwelling with their precious little gift. And so we commend unto thee all the sick and all the afflicted and all the mourning ones in our midst. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy help. Do open thy word, and then by renewal, for these young people, may it be a special and unforgettable service, the solemnity of the oath, their eyes upon thee, and that thy word may be blessed indeed. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 69, the first six stanzas. Be thou my judge, O righteous Lord. Try thou my inmost heart. I walk with steadfast trust in thee, nor from thy ways depart. And what follows, Psalter 69, the first six stanzas. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 2 Timothy 3, the verses 14 and 15. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Our text words speak of the things which thou hast learned, with four thoughts. First, the time of this learning. Secondly, the assurance concerning this learning. Thirdly, the continuing in this learning. And in the fourth place, the needed blessing upon this learning. The things which thou hast learned, the time of this learning, which we find in the first part of verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, the assurance concerning this learning in verse 14, and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. The continuing in this learning, also in verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. And in the fourth place, the needed blessing upon this learning, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Beloved congregation, confession of faith class. Then in this morning, we have a few words from the letter which the Apostle Paul has written when he was in prison. It was a second imprisonment, thought approximately the year 67-68 A.D., and then it is a departing letter where it was impressed, perhaps the Lord has made it known. He has written it to his spiritual son Timothy, that his departure was at hand. But then it is also written in this letter that the apostle had such a vehement desire, if it would be possible, that Timothy would come to visit him once more in prison, that it may be a final departure here upon the earth. And then we read in Acts 14, verse 6, that Paul, on his first missionary journey, that he has come to Lystra, and there he has proclaimed law and gospel, and that word was not without fruit. And then in Acts 16, on a second missionary journey, and then he has met Timothy. It is possible that he has also met Timothy on the first missionary journey, and it is very clear that also on the second missionary journey, that Timothy was still very young, because Paul has written also in this letter, and that was 15 years later, that they would not despise the youth of Timothy, Thus, when Paul has written those words, then surely, then 15 years earlier, he was very young. But now that Timothy, he was given to possess something, and that was of the work of the Lord in his heart, young people. And then we read in our text that he has known the Holy Scriptures in verse 15, and that from a child thou wast known the Holy Scriptures. No, Timothy did not have as many privileges you had. Timothy, oh, a blessing, a privilege. We read it in the first verses, in the first chapter, the first verses of this letter, that he had a grandmother, Lois, his mother, Eunice, and that they were possessors of that true saving faith by the work of the Holy Spirit. And then surely it is implied, because when Paul went on his missionary journeys, then in those cities the Jews were dispersed. We read that in the day of Pentecost, and then in those cities there were Jew and Gentiles, and now the family of Timothy, oh alas, the mother of Timothy, maybe she did not listen so well to father and mother, because then as a young Jewish girl, then she has not sought out a Jewish boy, but she was married with a Greek. Maybe many promises were made, and telling her parents that it would work out well, but it is clear that there were divisions, because when Timothy was born, when he was 8 days old, then he was not circumcised. Thus then it is clear that there was division in that family, and now they were given to instruct Timothy. Of course, they only had the Old Testament, and we may believe that Timothy, that he has feared the Lord from his youth. Oh, young people, what a privilege that is. That is the one thing needful, the service of the Lord is such a good and a precious service. But when the Apostle Paul has come and he expounded the gospel, and then they were led further on in the steps of grace concerning the blessed knowledge, and not that it was all covered in the Old Testament, richly expounded in the promises, the types, and the sacrifices, but that the Apostle Paul has been used in a special way for Timothy, because in different places he is called Timothy, my own son in the faith. Thus that was a spiritual son, spiritual children that lay special bands, my own son in the faith, in another place, my dearly beloved son, and then further in his official labors, my brother and my work fellow. And now in the life of Timothy, his father was a Greek. Whether he was still living at this time is not declared in the scriptures, but then the Lord must have not been so easy for Timothy to say it simply, that mother went to church and father remained home. And then many times, then it is so easier for the children to take the easier way, and the way of the world, and the world, the way of a false religion, but the Lord has blessed those labors. And we have heard it at the beginning of this chapter, that the Apostle Paul has spoken a very perilous, very serious times. Many words, many expressions were used, that the love would wax cold, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Then what a blessing it is, young people, when we may still be in a family circle where God's word has a special place, special authority, and where there may be much love for one another, and the blessing and the privilege that we may come up to God's house. And then we have mentioned it, that Timothy had a Greek father, so we also, there are many Greeks. Human secularism, when we think of the media technology, then many other messages come to us. And therefore the necessity that that instruction may be accompanied with unceasing prayer, and that from a child thou wast known the Holy Scriptures. And then we have even been more blessed, not only to receive instruction in the home, but also in church, also in our Christian school. And now that instruction has been richly blessed. And now, young people, a great privilege to be under the external administration of the covenant. Oh, Balaam, we have mentioned that text different times. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. But what is the most important? Have you thought about it, young people? Oh, a great privilege, a great blessing brings about a responsibility. But that those labors, that the word which we have known from our youth, that it may be blessed. Our second thought, the assurance concerning this learning. And then Paul was given to write to Timothy, his spiritual son, in verse 15, which thou wast learned and hast been assured of knowing, of whom thou hast learned them. And now Timothy, he had two assurances. And then in the first place, then we may speak of the assurance with our mind that we are surely convinced the truth as is explained in the scriptures, but also further explained in the Confession of Faith, the Heidelberg Catechism, and the Canons of Dort. That is the sure truth, and that is the only truth. Because young people, there is only one truth. And now Timothy, he was surely convinced what his grandmother, his mother, and when the apostle has come to expound the scriptures, that the Holy Scriptures, that is the full truth. That does not mean that there can never be questions. Oh, it can even be that even the thought arises in our mind. Can be more so when the Lord sends difficulties, when he takes a beloved one away. Also among these students, empty places, which remain empty, crib death, young people by way of accidents, that there can be many questions, but it is so needful what you have learned from your youth, and we have been enabled for a season to study together the truths of God's Word, that in your mind that you were firmly convinced that is now the truth, and that is the way that the Lord converts His people, free and sovereign grace. Let's not take away our responsibility, but that by the work of the Holy Spirit, then He quickens a sinner, He enlightens them, He instructs them, whom the Lord is and who we are, and what else, young people? Then He sheds that love abroad in the heart. And that is now necessary for our confession of faith class, and of course for all of us. Firmly assured that this is the truth. But Timothy has also received another assurance. Paul has spoken thereof in this letter in 2 Timothy 1 verse 12, I know in whom I have believed the further leadings in the life of a child of God, and concerning their condition that can go so up and down. But now to receive that assurance of our state in the justification in the court of conscience. And then Paul's letter has written, oh, when we read this letter, then you can feel it of Paul, the special bands, and that is especially expressed at the beginning, because in 1 Timothy 1 verse 3, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. We have heard of Philemon, that he made mention of him always in his prayers, but we read of Timothy, even more tender, and then a special order, night and day. What special spiritual bands there can be in the life of a child of God, and also for Timothy, that Paul became his spiritual father. But now we read of whom, knowing of whom thou wast learned them. And then in the first place, learn them from the Holy Scriptures. Because the Old Testament and the Old Testament church, they had the books of the Old Testament. And now Paul has expounded it further, and soon the church would receive, have the full canon of the Holy Scriptures. Thus necessary for us as young people, a guide, a rule, and that is the Holy Scriptures, must be the end of all gainsaying. Because we live in a time that for many, there's their reason to reason it out. The world says, our human mind, that can find the answers. Others, they say, I feel this way. And others, I think this way. But assured of knowing whom thou hast learned them. That young people, that must be your guide, must be your rule. Oh, a blessing. We need young people that may resemble Psalm 119, 176 verses. And in all those verses, except a few, then there is spoken of the Word of God using different terms, sometimes called the ABC of the Christian. Thus not tradition, not our fathers. Of course, tradition is good, profitable, as long as it is not according, as long as it is according to God's word. But God's word, sola scriptura, scripture alone. Our third thought, the continuing in this learning, because then Paul has exhorted, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. We read of those in Thessalonica, or of Berea in Acts 17, verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether these things were so. And in John 5, verse 39, search the scriptures, for they are they which testify of me, and them ye think ye have eternal life. And that searching must be accompanied with much prayer. And to that end, we need the enlightening of the Holy Ghost in our heart. And then that word shall become so precious. And then we shall seek out that word to seek how that the Lord converts his people. Continue in the things which thou hast learned. That does not mean confession of faith classes are over. Soon hope to be full members of the congregation. That searching, that it must come to an end. And to that end, confession of faith students always receive from the consistory on behalf of the congregation many books, not for the purpose to put them on a bookshelf and then congregation, I hope you listen along. How has it been with the ones that have become members? How has it now been with those books? Have they been placed as an ornament upon your bookshelf? Or are they oftentimes used to search out the truths of the scripture, how the Lord converts his people? Perhaps when you come home from church, that you take a commentary and to study it out a little further, as when we speak to these young students, then we are speaking to all the confessing members that we are called upon to continue in the things which we have learned, that we may be grounded in the truths of the scriptures, and also concerning, as I read in Jeremiah 6, verse 16, stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good ways, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. There is, of course, a danger in our day. We have a precious heritage, those old fathers. What a light they had. What a godly walk. And many times a special gift to relate to their fellow man the truths of God's word, to expound the scriptures, and to lay out the experience of the child of God. Many times they have spoken of cases of conscience and many questions But then there can be a danger that instead of taking our Bible, that we take another book and that the Bible remains closed. Thus it must be together with the Scriptures, sola scriptura, and those helps, not unbiblical. If we think of Acts 8, of the Ethiopian, and when he was riding in his chariot, and the Spirit has commanded him to join to that chariot, understandest thou what thou readest? Then the Ethiopian was honest, how can I accept some man guide me? Thus, a blessing, a privilege that we may have that heritage, and then to read the old fathers, that we may be given to see that the truth of the Reformation, that has not changed. There are not so many churches in our day that can or still dare read the sermons of a few centuries ago. But how the Lord has converted Adam and Eve, so the Lord still continues to convert his people the same manner. But we read in Romans 10 verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Those are the means of grace which the Lord has promised to bless. And that is now our forethought. And that is a very important thought. The needed blessing upon this learning. And then Paul has written to a spiritual son, Timothy, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, able to make thee wise. The Lord has created our parents in his image, knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. They were truly wise. But through our deep fallen Adam, then we have lost that wisdom. And then we are seeking it here so below. But now, the Lord is gathering his church, and to that end, law and gospel must be proclaimed, that we may become wise. And of that wisdom, I read in Proverbs 1 verse 7, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And now that fear of the Lord that is accompanied with his love shed abroad in the heart, and then we become God seekers. Then we truly become wise. Here in the time, if we only think short term, then we all agree that we are not so wise. If we only think of today, the present, for the things of our flesh, for our enjoyment, and we do not think of the day of tomorrow, and we do not think of the consequences, then we are not wise. We have couples here that hope to be united in holy matrimony. Then you think much of the future, not only today. And now when the Lord blesses his word and we become wise, then we do not only think of the time, only think of our body, but then we also think of our soul. not to misunderstand it. Oftentimes, Christ is commanded, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto it. And then we can have profound thoughts of eternity when we die, have to meet our Maker, give an account of our oaths, because your oath shall soon be recorded in heaven, but may it be more impressed also upon the hearts of young and old, also the confession of faith class. The goodness of the Lord, that in this morning hour hope to become full members under the truth, outward blessings, and that the service of the Lord is such a blessed service. Ah, the blessed portion of a Timothy. We could have now visit Timothy in this morning and say, Timothy, tell us now. You had the special blessing and the special privilege by the grace of God to fear the Lord early. Has it now ever been in your life that you have looked at other young people indulging in the pleasures of the flesh? Were you ever jealous of them? Have you ever thought, I wish that the Lord had waited some time to convert me, that I could have went more in the world? What do you think Timothy would have said? Then he says, no. Because the service of the Lord is such a good and a blessed service unto salvation. It's the most important, young people. Unto salvation through faith. That is that true saving faith. That is a faith that brings forth a holy activity, and that reveals itself in godly fruits. And through, it's the work of the Spirit to teach his people. Through Jesus Christ, Savior and anointed. Young people, may the Lord grant you some of that text. Not strangers, known the scriptures from the youth. The Lord grant also that last part. And then shall become fruitful, shall close. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And all Paul has written, death was at hand. And then he has written to Timothy, I have fought a good fight. Read in this letter. 2 Timothy 2 verse 3. Good soldiers of Jesus Christ. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. Amen. Psalter 334, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Thy word sheds light upon my path, a shining light, it guides my feet. thy righteous judgments to observe my solemn vow. I now repeat, and what follows. The extra collection today is for the school. 334, 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
we now ask the confession of faith class to arise and to answer upon the following questions. Then in the first place, then I ask you, do you acknowledge the doctrine of our church, which you have learned, heard, and confessed to be the true and complete doctrine of salvation, conforming with the sacred scriptures? Secondly, do you promise by the grace of God to continue steadfastly in the profession of this doctrine and to live and die in accordance therewith? Thirdly, do you promise at all times to conduct yourselves conformably to this doctrine faithfully, honorably, and beyond reproach, and to adorn your confession with good works? In the fourth place, do you promise that you will submit to admonition, correction, and church discipline in the event, which God forbid, that you may become delinquent either in doctrine or in life? What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation, Geneva, Judith Van Lyck, Jared Henry Vanderveen, Daniel Emily Sinkey, yes, Eric Henry Vanderveen, yes, Garrett Cluck, yes, Braden Dennis Dinsberger, yes, Jody Jerita Dinsberger, Coraline Willona DeLu, Sylvia Nelissa DeLu, Julena Sophia Van Gardera, Garrett Adrianzoot, Nicholas Michael Vandenberg, Braden Anthony Slingeland, Michael Brent Outhorn, Henrik Cornelius Oskam, Rylan Albert van der Vlist, Jimmy Jehua Vandenberg, Charity Jenna Middlecope, and Jaden Leon Vandenberg. Young people, a great privilege, a great blessing, and a great responsibility. Your oath has been recorded in heaven. May it never have to testify against you, but may it testify for you this morning hour. The Lord maketh a difference where there is no difference. Family circles where siblings crib death by the way of accidents have been ushered into eternity. And now the Lord has spared you and kept you under the truth. And now a few short, simple points. Then in the first place, may you be praying members for yourself, those that are near and dear unto you, your needs, your desires, but may you also be praying members, Aaron's and hers, for your consistory, that the Lord may help them, and that the labors may be blessed. In the second place, reflective members, as it were, a walking Bible, have many youth, many little children, and they look up to you. Because when we are only 5 or 6 or a little older, and we see people your age, then those children surely think that they are wise and that they do things right. So may you, as a confession of faith class, stand together round the old ways, not to compromise, that is a difficult life. But what saith the Lord? The third place, obedient members, what saith the word of God? In the fourth place, to be concerned members, of course, about your soul, but also about God's house, about his kingdom, with an earnest desire that God may be glorified in us and by us, and that the Lord may richly dwell within his house, working by word and by spirit. In the fifth place, to be helpful members. We read in Mark 2 of that paralyzed man that he was carried by 4. That is a good work. When there is need, that you shall be ready. And at that end, also to be faithful, male members' meetings, that the men can, of course, be in possibilities, but otherwise, that you shall always attend. And I have told you that the next male members' meeting, then you shall be called upon to be vote counters. And what about the women? Place at your knees that the Lord may guide and direct for the welfare of the congregation. The sixth place, united concerning the old truth and the old ways. Not so easy to stand alone, especially in the church. What a blessing it is when you may stand shoulder to shoulder. In the next place, the seventh place, to be warring members. We have stated the text. 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, good soldiers of Jesus Christ. That means we need to bring sacrifices. Then in the eighth place, that we may be constant and faithful members. Because Timothy, he was even together with Paul in prison. Thus Timothy did not say, Paul, Paul, now the way is becoming too difficult, now we must part ways. No. Timothy was given to travel with Paul under the blessings and also under the difficulties. And now one more point. And you know what that point is, young people. A living member. Ah, oh, may it please the Lord to bless you richly and to experience the blessedness of serving the Lord, to experience what it is to become that poor and lost sinner and to be saved in the precious mediatorial work of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you richly to that end. Fathers and mothers, siblings, and grandparents, a special morning for you when you may see your children, brother, sister, grandchildren, stand here. They have made an oath. They have expressed their desire to remain under the old truth, the old ways, by their oath to become full members. There are also families here. That sit with bleeding hearts. And then I am not speaking, we have mentioned mourning families in our midst that have brought children to the cemetery. But then I'm also speaking of other ones. Old Apostle John has come to a certain congregation thought to be Smyrna. And there he has met a young man that made a good impression. And then he says, Minister, you must keep this young man under thy care, teach him. And then a while later, how long it was, Apostle John went to visit that congregation by renewal. And he says, Minister, how is it now with that young man? And the minister said, he is dead. Apostle asked, accident, sickness. No, that is not what I mean, but has become dead unto the church, because he has left us. The Lord remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And now, congregation, we have heard that Paul has written concerning his Timothy, that he ceased not in remembrance of his prayers night or day. May I ask you, how has it been? The names were read off 2 weeks. Have there also been prayers? What a blessing it is when the Lord by His Spirit binds it upon the heart and we may receive a spiritual son or a spiritual daughter, that it becomes bound upon the heart. No, then we do not have to tell ourselves that we need to pray. Then it shall be there. And may also ask the congregation, the confessing members, not excluding the younger ones, how is it with those 9 points in our lives? in the first place concerning prayer. Secondly, reflection. Do we make our boys and girls, our young people, jealous of the service of the Lord? Can it be seen what a great, what a special and sweet place that God's Word has in our hearts and lives? Thirdly, obedience. A walk according to the Scriptures. Fourth, a concern. Oh, Psalm 122, the concern of the psalmist concerning the welfare and the peace of Jerusalem. In the fifth place, helpful. Oh, the Lord has left many good things amongst us. Let us not overlook it. The sixth place, united. That is so needful. For fathers and mothers, that their children do not say father and mother, but why may my friend go and not me? Makes it very difficult to stand united. In the seventh place, warring, and it shall become more difficult. As we come closer, read the book of Revelation. In the eighth place, constant and faithful. And then especially the last point. Have we now become, by the grace of God, a living member? May it please the Lord to richly bless the means of grace to that end, and that the Lord may richly bless you as young people, profitable and useful in the family circles, in the church, and in our Christian school, so be it. We now ask the congregation to arise and to sing for the Confession of Faith class, Psalter 308, the stanzas 3 and 4. Let Israel trust in God alone, the Lord whose grace and power are known. To him your full allegiance yield, and he will be your help and shield. And what follows, Psalter 308, 3 and 4, standing. Let us close with prayer. Lord, by renewal we commend these young people unto Thee. And may it please Thee to take them by heart and by hand and bless them with the blessings, all those covenant blessings which Thou hast given unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Grant them a special place at Thy footstool where they may daily come. May it be at times with tears and a broken and a humble heart to come with all their blessings, their desires, their needs, their difficulties, but above all with their sins. Do bless them and make them a blessing in the midst of the congregation. Wilt Thou graciously watch over us in this day? Grant traveling mercies. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 159. The stanzas 3 and 4. For Thou, O God, my vows hast heard, on me the heritage conferred of those that fear Thy name. And what follows, Psalter 159, the stanzas 3 and 4. grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.